Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz win their 46th game of the year. Their playoff chances are above 99%, and they absolutely dismantle the Clippers. Ron Boone and I will talk about how the preparation of Quinn Snyder and the coaching staff was brilliant tonight, the versatility of this team shown with injuries, and an absolute dismantling of the Clippers. It's all coming up on this edition of Postcast. Well, Ron, we went to shoot around today, and we chuckled a little bit amongst ourselves because
as we always do.
Yes, we always go to shoot around, but we chuckled a little bit tonight because Quinn was just ready, ready. Like if his team didn't show up tonight, if Quinn could have played tonight, Quinn would have played tonight. Antonio Lang, Zach Guthrie were the coaches in charge of the report. It was detailed. It was thorough, and this was a complete dismantling of a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting back to Quinn, when we know or when we get a pretty good idea on his approach to the game is right when they start their little meetings. And he just gets into it. He's very thorough with what he has to say and very detailed of the small little things some things that they've made mistakes on, you know, from past games. So he wanted to make sure his team knew the importance of this game and for them to be ready. He started off talking about on how they were not focused and ready to go here the last two or three ball games, and that's what he was very concerned with in that first quarter. That was one of the things that I wanted to see, how the Jazz approached the first quarter, and they, for the most part, was flat out. They just got after it.
What I loved about this, it was particularly obvious in the third quarter when we had a chance to kind of watch it, is the Jazz knew offensively everything the Clippers were throwing at them and how to react. It didn't always work. But you could see Rudy Gobert roll the basket, catch the ball, and know Derek Favors was coming in for a dunk. Or Joe Ingles holding it long enough to know that he could get the pocket pass. Or Dante Exum getting into lane and knowing Royce O'Neal was going to cut. The level of kind of connectivity offensively, but also preparation to know exactly what the Clippers were bringing at them, where DeAndre Jordan's weaknesses were, and how they could take advantage of it.
Well, that's, your game plans are, for the most part, you know, that's what everything's built on. You put together a game plan, and when everything works and goes according to plan, then you know you did a very good job. I think right from the start, they knew that they had this team beat. All they had to do was take away a couple of points and put them in a situation that they weren't very much uncomfortable with, and they were going to win this basketball game.
But getting a little scared, Jazz were up in control of the game, and it got a little hairy because Ricky Rubio, 8 minutes in, left with a sore hamstring, and Jay Crowder left in the first quarter with a hit to the eye, and suddenly the Jazz were without the two of them, and you began to wonder if it was going to be a war of attrition, and instead, to open up the second quarter, the Jazz just ended the night.
So what does that tell you, though? Okay, and that the game plan, regardless of who was on the floor, was going to work. I mean, you're going to get certain things out of your game plan that regardless of who's out there on the floor. And so does that mean that your system is guaranteed to do certain things? I just know that what the Jazz did tonight was just flat out just great basketball, and the importance of it was still there.
Well, we have tried continually to get an understanding of what has happened this season. And the best way I can say it to you is that this team has now won 27 of their last 32. I have covered this league for 25 years. Ron has covered this league. This is his 50th year since he debuted in the league in 1968. I study this game. I'm immersed in it. I'm a geek. This team has made me recalibrate what I value and what I look at and how I think about the game on both ends of the floor, Ron. That's how remarkable what I think we're seeing is with this team.
And if you go back, if you want to go back 50 years, yes, I've been involved in professional sports for 50 years, and the evolution of this game, the way it's changed, I think, I'm going to say in five-year increments, to the point where it's not so much individuals that make you a great basketball team. You needed three in order to win a championship. To a team like this where you have a couple of guys that aren't high scorers, and then you have Donovan Mitchell that carries this basketball team. It's just, what I'm trying to say is there's different ways to win. and there's different ways to make yourself good. And Quinn Snyder is showing us that right now.
What jumps out to me, Ron, is I think we have to look at this team. First of all, make sure you understand this. You can't win 27. Let me ask you to make sure this is accurate. You can't win 27 of 32 games in this league unless you're incredibly good. You can't
right.
do that
you
by
can't
accident.
Do it. You can't do it by accident. And I guess what we're saying is that the Jazz have put themselves in a situation where they teams have to play one of their better basketball games in order to beat them. And I say that because if you're in basketball games and you're a threat, especially the way that the threat to get the shots that they were getting and a threat to make them, that makes your opponents have to play one of their better basketball games in order to beat you.
So understanding, how do you understand us winning 27 to 32? The best way I can describe it to you is think about our defense as though it's the Mike D'Antoni Phoenix Suns offense, mm-hmm. as though it's the Golden State Warriors offense, as though it's the Houston Rockets offense. Those great offensive teams, it's not hard to understand how they win 27 of 32.
Correct.
This defense that the Jazz have is every bit as good and dominating as the great offenses we've seen in the last 20 years in the league.
So it boils right back to the Jazz defense putting the offense in a situation, in a position to win.
It'll be interesting to see how that works in the playoffs, because truly better offensive teams usually win in the playoffs. So we'll see. And speaking of the playoffs, the Jazz chances of making the playoffs are now 99.8%, which is incredible. Their chances of being the third seed are at 14%, which is incredible. Their chance of being the fourth seed is 51%. There is a 65.7% chance that we are going to open this playoff series Saturday or Sunday in this building right here. A 65% chance. Are you kidding me?
Not at the beginning of the season. You couldn't convince me of that ever. Ever. I mean, you look at the
right,
personnel.
The most optimistic moment as the season started, not to mention the nadir we went to somewhere along the way.
You know, if someone would have said that at the beginning of the season, you'd have said you're crazy. Or you would have said agreed with them, and then when the mic was turned off, say, you're just flat out crazy. There's no way that the Jazz can do just that, you know. So, and then to throw in the injuries there as well. So how can this happen? But we've been behind the mic now for, 79 games?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Here's the crazy one. They're the third seed. If they pull off the third, it's not, this is like the next step, I would say, on this. It's not only that they're going to be the third or fourth seed. They're actually the third or fourth best team in the Western Conference. Like, I don't think that's debatable anymore. They're better than Oklahoma City. They're better than San Antonio. They're better than Minnesota. They're better than Denver. I think they might be better than Portland. Portland didn't have one of their best players miss 26 games in the middle of the season. They're actually the third best team in the Western Conference.
I think at the beginning of the year, before the Jazz were on this rampage of winning basketball games, we didn't think they were good. We thought that this team just could not finish games and we didn't have enough good shooters, or we didn't have more than one guy that could take over a basketball game. So now what do we have? We have one guy that can take over a basketball game off the dribble, and that's Donovan Mitchell. Then collectively we have other guys that play within the system that are very, very good.
It's incredible. I suggest you vote for Quinn Snyder for Coach of the Year, Donovan Mitchell for
absolutely.
Rookie of the Year, and Rudy Gobert for Defense Player of the Year, but we don't have a vote. Have a great night. It's incredible. It's awesome. I hope you're enjoying it. Season tickets are available for next year. They give you playoff priority for this year. Wow! See ya.